Good morning. I'm Elliot Boisley.
I'm Andrew McGuire.
And I'm Victor Birdie. You're listening to the 834th weekly episode of the Bear Facts. Happy March from all of us here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
This has been kind of a strange week at Garrigan. A lot of that was due to the loss of Diane Obert, who died last Friday after an 11-year fight with cancer. Mrs. Obert was the founder of our development office at Garrigan, and she headed countless fundraisers, including 23 years of gala meals and auctions, and our current capital campaign. Her work is responsible for raising literally millions of dollars for our school.
Mrs. Obert was also the mother of three former Garrigan students, and she was an aunt, neighbor, and friend to a lot of us who are currently here at BGHS. We were very sad to hear of her death. The entire school turned out for her funeral last Tuesday, and many of us helped out as ushers, servers, and musicians at the service. We want all of Diane Obert's family to know our thoughts and prayers are with them.
One of Ms. Obert's last contributions to Garrigan was helping to plan our 24th annual gala, which will be coming up on April 6th. This year's gala theme is Phantom of the Opera, and the art students are already hard at work working on decorations that will transform the gym into a beautiful banquet hall. Seating is limited, but tickets are still available. You can contact the BGHS Development Office for tickets to Gala 2013.
Last Saturday, Bishop Garrigan hosted the Iowa High School Speech Association District Individual Speech Contest, and the Bears definitely enjoyed a home field advantage that day. Out of 22 Garrigan entries, 16 earned Division I of Excellent Ratings. All of those will advance to the State Speech Contest, which will be held next weekend at Algona High.
Matthew Fockler received ones in acting and improvisation, while Mark Fockler earned ones in improv and after-dinner speaking. Hannah Bernhard got top ratings in poetry and prose, while Erica Carlson got ones in poetry and storytelling. Dorothy Kirsch was rated excellent in both storytelling and prose, and in solo musical theater, Alex Matthews, Sean Vasky, and Christian Matthews all earned ones.
Owen's earning ones were Alyssa Kirsch in poetry, Amelia Goetzer in storytelling, and Levi Bernhard in improvisation. And in addition, six Garrigan students earned Division IIs or good ratings. They were Levi Bernhard in prose, Zach Kolash and Tony Kolash in literary program, and Jake Hamilton and Taylor Illig in after-dinner speaking. Congratulations to coaches Mary McCall and David Burrow and all of the speech competitors.
No team in the North Central Conference went farther in basketball playoffs than the Bishop Garrigan boys. The Bears beat North Iowa to win the district championship, and they advanced to the sub-state final, which was played at Mason City last Saturday. Unfortunately, it wasn't the Bears' night, and they ended up falling to Wapsie Valley of Fairbank.
The Bears ended up with two all-North Central Conference selections. Senior John Burns, who recently committed to playing college ball at Creighton, was a unanimous first-team selection, while junior Nathan Creeps received second-team all-NCC honors. Congratulations to both Nathan and John, and to all the Golden Bears on a great basketball season.
Today, the two main events on the calendar are math team and dance. Michaela Furch, Samantha Kolash, Anna Hohmeister, and Kaylin Fogarty have been in Des Moines for the past 3 days as part of the All-Iowa Honor Drill team. They're performing tonight as part of the festivities of the girls' basketball finals. Also today, Coach Daryl Kohlhaas is taking a group of his top students over to Sioux Center for the Dort College Invitational, one of the Great Plains Math League competitions.
Rehearsals are underway for the BGHS Spring Play. Bless Me, Father is a comedy that includes a misunderstood confession. Among the stars are Matthew Fockler, Sean Vasky, Dorothy Kirsch, Nick Kaiser, Morgan Frieders, and Aaron Quinlan. Others in the class include Amelia Goetzer, Dustin Miller, Nick Bronk, Mark Fockler, Jake Hamilton, and Betty Straub. The show will be Friday and Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd in Friedman Auditorium.
Several student council members are busy in the next couple of weeks. This coming Wednesday, seniors Elliot Boisley, Dustin Miller, Thomas Bradley, and Noel Vitsum will join several staff members heading to Des Moines for Non-Public Schools Day at the state legislature. Then the following week, Amelia Goetzer, Nicole Baer, Kristen Kondolian, Taylor Hovey, Andrew Miller, Ben Vasky, and Zach Bolter will be down at the Iowa Hall of Pride for the North Central Conference Leadership Event.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Samantha Kolash. Sam is a Bancroft native who was one of the dancers selected for the All-Iowa Honor Drill team in Des Moines. She'll be heading off to Nationals with the rest of the dance squad later this month. Her other big activity is cheerleading, where she's both cheered at games and competitively. Sam will be off to college in the fall, and we wish her all the best.
On this week's Golden Bear calendar, there's the All-Iowa Honor Drill team in Des Moines today, and the math team is competing over at Dort College.
Monday, several Garrigan students will be giving the gift of life as part of an area blood drive. Then Wednesday is non-public schools day at the state capitol.
We'll be getting out early Wednesday for teacher in-service. On Thursday afternoon, the juniors will go to the college fair, and the sophomores will take tours of area businesses.
Friday, we'll have a pickleball tournament as part of the Iowa Healthy Kids Initiative. The next Saturday is a state speech contest that'll go to high.
That wraps up our Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.